6, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A month into the partial government shutdown, Democrats are rejecting a plan to reopen it with money for a border wall in exchange for temporary protection for some immigrants brought here illegally as kids and for people who fled disasters in their countries.
Offering some of those protections that he took away back in exchange for the wall is not a compromise, but hostage taking.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer there. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press.
The responsible thing for the Democrats to do is put a counteroffer on the table if you don't like this one.
Some Republicans don't like the deal either because it protects some people here illegally. The Patriots and Rams will play in Super Bowl 53, each winning their conference championship games in overtime. On CBS, as the Pats beat the Chiefs 37-31. Los Angeles beat New Orleans 26-23 on a 57-yard field goal. The game's February 3rd in Atlanta. This is Fox News.
You guys suck.
Break your butt!
Study reveals that your dog can tell time. Now, you can tell time just like your dog with the new Dog Watch.
Hey, Bill, let's schedule that business meeting. How about quarter to nummy nummy eat 'em up time?
I'm busy then, Jim. How about half past zoom zoom bye bye car?
It's a date.
The Dog Watch has a big paw and a little paw and gives you the exact time in dog time.
Hi, I'd like to make lunch reservations for four somewhere around Bark Bark Mailman.
No.
How about go outside and make potty pots 30? Perfect.
So whether it's belly bell rub rub o'clock or quarter past tippy tap waggy tails, your dog watch is so accurate it'll be man's newest best friend.
Limited time offer. Operator standing by from tubby tub bathy bath a.m. until who's the bestest of all bestest good boys p.m. Order now.
That was funny.
Bad news, folks. It's Monday.
Oh, no. Not again.
And how do the folks on your favorite radio show feel about Mondays? What do you think about Mondays, Greg Dudell?
Oh, man, this sucks.
And what helps you get through Monday, Jay Scott?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Emily Hayes, are you ready for Monday morning when the rubber hits the road?
What's the rubber?
What's your take on Monday, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, what do you think we should do about Mondays?
Nip it in the bud.
Well, I guess we'll just have to suck it up and face it.
Let's do this!
Here comes three men and a lady.
Nip it in the where? It is 7 minutes after six. Have you been outside yet?
It's nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Find out how nipply with Rich Thomas coming up. Also here with yours truly, Greg Hill, the one and only.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Thank God there's not a lot of wind this morning. If you had yesterday morning's wind and the current temperature combined, you know, we'd have single-digit wind chills. But fortunately, that's not too much of an issue. It is cold. Sunshine chilly today. High temperature, maybe 50 on this MLK Day holiday. A lot of folks have the day off, so maybe you could just put an extra blanket on and lay in bed. Listen to us. Clear and cold tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, gusty southeasterly winds take over, and that raises the temperatures to the mid to upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, the best day of the week. Chance of rain late Tuesday night. Rain likely Wednesday, high in the mid-60s, maybe a thunderstorm. Colder Thursday morning as the front moves through. Friday's high may only be around 43 for a high. Sunshine, chilly on Saturday. You know anything going on Saturday?
I have no idea what's happening Saturday.
Will we find out in the timeline, maybe?
My schedule is clear. High temperature, upper 40s to around 50, but no storm Saturday. On the other hand, woo-hoo! Sunday may be a different story. If you haven't seen my morning video this morning and you're a fan of winter weather, my suggestion is watch the video. Some question marks about Sunday. The models are all over the place with all kinds of interesting possibilities. So again, I say, watch the morning video. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies. Temperature is 27. When you add in the northwest wind at 6, you come up with a wind chill factor of 21. Prattville, 25 now. The time is 6:09.
So, the big event of the weekend passed was the tornado
I watched you on television Saturday afternoon.
I watched you in the studio. Saturday afternoon.
Oh, you were here.
I was here, yeah. I would watch him. I would hear him talk to CBS, and then I'd come up here because I had it on up here. And I'd walk up here, and it was like, oh, yeah, there he is again.
You were here for In-Game Tornado?
Yeah, well.
The tornado now rated in EF2, high-end EF2, 135.
But I was going to say that anything that could do that kind of damage had to be... You know what it reminded me of? What was the Fun Zone tornado?
That one was... A three. I think it was a three. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know any injuries from this.
There were at least just a handful of minor injuries, but mm-hmm. The fact that there was no fatalities reminds me of the Prattville tornado that affected your house, the EF3 that didn't kill anybody. So this is just a miracle. But they mentioned they may have to take the rating up to an EF3 after some structural engineers look at some additional damage.
I was going to say, it reminded me, based on the damage they were showing, of the Fun Zone, where the Great Miracle occurred, where they had, 50-some people?
30 kids.
I think one of them was Joey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Joey worked there.
I think he was there that day.
Oh.
During that whole thing.
It's 2015.
That tornado?
No, 2005. I beg your pardon. 2005. I had the five part right. 2005.
Probably was 2008.
I think so. February 17th. Yeah. And the Montgomery one was November 15th.
Larry Stevens was... we had dinner with Larry and Sarah Saturday night, and he was recalling some of the tornadoes. You would have probably been there. It was in the mid-80s.
Oh, yeah.
There was one that, didn't it hit the old CBS 8 building or go like right over it? This is the one with the hail that damaged all the cars.
Wait a minute, those are two different storms. The hail one is 1985, but the tornado that you're talking about that took the tower down is March 6, 1996. And that killed some people in East Montgomery, a couple of people.
Yeah, what a remarkable memory you have for specific dates.
Oh, listen, they're ingrained in my memory.
Yeah, I will never forget April 27th.
Mm.
As will most, and April 15th, too, that year. There was...
There were five dozen tornadoes on April 15th, and I ended the coverage at 2 in the morning saying, we'll probably never see a day like that again. For decades, and then 12 days later.
Wow. 612, that concludes the weather wrap.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
We have our chat with... Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 coming up, and we'll be talking about how much money is enough.
I have one channel, so it's not you.
I hope it's us.
Yeah. I can only hear out of the left side. I can't wiggle the thingy enough to get the right side to work.
Why don't you put it... Now, if you put it in your mouth and moisten it...
No!
Yep.
The saliva...
Do you have both or just left?
It acts as a conductor.
Well, baby chickens.
I mean, like all aboard? That kind of
yes.
Conductor?
Wait, now it's gone altogether.
Oh, you have no channels?
Oh, wait, there we go. I have to pull it out a little bit.
Sorry, we didn't have anything special.
So are you listening left-headed or right-headed?
Left.
Left. That's usually the one I depend on for this kind of crisis.
I swear, we fix one and another one breaks.
It was fine Friday.
Oh, look at the puppy on TV.
Oh,
bless it.
Little puppy dog, we all melt.
I know, it's just a puppy.
The puppy dog.
Mine are getting huge.
I bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're so big for just
big boys. The dogs do it.
They're What? Oh. And it starts.
I'm sorry. It was just there.
Wow.
It was there, so I took it.
You better get huge. Well, there's one less person you can tell the caterer.
Speaking of caterers, our thanks to Roundtable member Gary Garvin.
Yes!
Who saw that I was getting dishpan hands and said, let me spare you that angst. I'd like to make a breakfast casserole for you guys.
Thanks, Gary.
And he came by this morning. I got sent pictures around yesterday as it was in progress.
Yeah.
And he was here at like 5:20 this morning.
Bless him, because it's amazing.
All
it's
wrapped,
really
all aluminum.
Good. It's got some Kaneka sausage in it. And it's
Are you saying that you like his breakfast casserole better than mine?
No.
Have you ever done a breakfast casserole?
Like all my children, all my breakfast casseroles. Equal.
Sorry, just being needy for a moment. Let's get your news at 6:15.
The city of Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. One event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. The event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $5. And Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Those are your news headlines. I'm Julia Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Wake up and assimilate today. Get out of bed. Resistance is futile.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Party's over.
It's Monday morning.
Wow.
That was quick.
That was quick.
It's Monday.
Get back to work, everyone.
It's showtime, baby.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
We're in the most electrifying moment of the morning here. I'm sure that everybody in this room, everybody listening, shares my excitement for this year's Super Bowl matchup.
Oh, look. Tom Brady and the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl again.
Again.
Three words. Let's go Rams. This message brought to you by just about everyone in the U.S. except Boston.
And me.
What? Sorry. I fiddled with a cord.
It sounds vulgar on the air.
Sorry?
What are you looking for?
The headsets that I listened to them in this morning.
Oh.
That, and I put them, then I move them over here. But sometimes it's I forget to move them. Is that?
These are mine.
Those are yours. I don't know where they are.
I can tell by the knots.
I had them. I had it at 5:30 when I do my test.
Where? Oh, come back.
I don't know. Okay. Just curious.
I'm good.
There's a cord underneath the table. There's a cord.
Would you smell them?
Are you sniffing your headphones?
If it smells like my hairspray, yes.
If I just hold this one cord right here, I get both channels.
I'm glad that you're doing this, mastering this cord-holding thing just in time.
Stop it.
Wherever
could they be?
No, they. So we've had them. They've been in this room here in the last few minutes.
What's the brand?
Sony.
They're just
Sony.
Like yours.
They look exactly like yours.
Yeah. Was yours sitting right there, already plugged in?
No, it was plugged in there.
Okay.
I'm so confused. We're falling apart.
Okay.
I can't hold this cord all day.
You and I have the same kind. It's all right. I'll find it. Or buy a new one.
I feel like this is like the Hardy Boys in the case of the missing headphones hit.
I thought I took mine with me.
Jay, how am I going to make this cord stay up?
What I'll do is during this break, I'll run downstairs.
That could be mine.
Because my sack fell over in the car. The headphones were sitting on the top. They may have fallen, and I did not see them.
I suspect
on the floor.
Okay, that's all right. We're done. I can hear you.
Am I polluting these?
What?
My ballooning.
Do you want them back?
You're tainting them.
I don't need them now.
Some people won't wear a hat if it's been on somebody else's
head. I don't want them now.
Hey,
it's like underwear.
Give me a piece.
There's no cure for the cooties.
What? That's not going to work.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
We have issues today. This is, like, really serious. Okay, it is 6:19.
Flying blonde here.
Yeah. I've got to figure this out. So,
what are we figuring out together as a family?
Yeah. Where's the headphones? By the way, who is excited like I am to see Tom Brady back again to extend his?
Saints were robbed.
That was, yes, the Saints were robbed.
Don't take this the wrong way, but the Patriots. Deal when they keep showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up reminds other Americans about other teams.
He's talking about Alabama.
I'm just telling you, you know, we're tired of hearing Patriots, much of America.
I mean, I only care about the Saints being robbed.
Actually, Christopher Russo on the baseball network was making a big fuss the other day because some ball player from Golden State, the basketball team, said, we're the most hated team in the country. And he says, you don't know anything about sports. He says, the most hated team in the country is the Patriots. Because every year we got to look at the same team over and over. Yeah. We're sick of the Patriots. Nobody cares about the Golden State Warriors. I can't remember the last time somebody said, God, if I see Golden State one more time, I'm going to go nuts. I do not know if the markets are open today.
I don't think so.
I don't think they are, no.
I do know that I fixed Banks the headphone situation with scotch tape.
Well, I'm glad.
Good. Publish a book. Emily's Good Studio Housekeeping Book of Shortcuts and Tips to Better Headphone Conductivity.
Well, I mean, I need to be able to hear you. I don't know why I need to be able to hear you guys when you make fun of me, but...
No, you'll hear it.
There she goes again, complaining.
I'll be gone for a whole week. I know many of the River Region are very excited about this.
And what words just crossed through my head?
What are we going to do now?
Have we given any thought to that?
We are going to,
I mean, you know.
Y'all can do a show without
me. We're going to play the national anthem on a loop.
That's performed by the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
I understand Jimmy Buffett.
Let me go look for these headphones before we all have a cow.
I understand Jimmy Buffett dropped the mic after the national anthem.
I have that. Mm. That's an achievement trashy. I don't know what he was thinking.
Right.
But he got
I've never been a fan.
Me either.
Hey,
If I hear the words nibbling on sponge cake one more time.
Well, that's just one song.
All right.
I know, but.
You just don't like the fact that Tom Brady's singing it.
That's it. That's it. It's just like that football time that keeps turning up in the championship game over and over and over.
Again.
Traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, showing you without a thing to worry about in traffic today. Traffic is just fine. It is a Monday holiday, so there's no school, no banks open today. A lot of people not having to go to work. Things look great all around town. No problems on the interstates, the bypass, or the 31s. If you have to get out there today, just keep your eyes open and be careful. It's a cold morning. Enroll now for midterm B classes at Tredum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Tredum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you planning a wedding?
Yes.
Well then, you know how emotionally and financially draining this can be. Why do this to yourself? Just call Elmore County Wedding Planners.
That's right, all you newlyweds-to-be. We can take care of all your nuptial needs right here at Elmore County Wedding Planners. Now I'm talking to you ladies right now, you brides. Y'all about ready to snap?
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
That's what I thought. Well, we got people. We got people here. We got people all shapes and sizes. They'll take care of all your wedding needs. How about running down the names of our staff here, would you?
Pablo, Diego, Jose, Francisco, De Paula, Juan, Maria, De Los Remedios, Cipriano, De La Santissima, Trinidad, Ruiz, y Picasso.
And maybe you put on a pound or two since y'all set the date. Well, we got that taken care of here at Elmore County Wedding Planner. That's right. We got folks to help you get dressed.
All right. Suck it in. Suck it in. One more deep breath and hold it. There we go. Good to go. Good to go. Now, I'm going to go do the bride. Be right back.
Quack, quack. At Elmore County Wedding Planners, we can do a simple, you do, that'll be $2. See you later. All the way up to something big like, you know, when Charles.
Not a good-looking person.
And Camilla.
Not a good-looking woman.
Got hit. And at Elmore County Wedding Planners, we know the meaning of respect.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
We just can't spell it. So get in touch with Elmore County Wedding Planners today. We ain't got no phone, but you can write to us at our main office. Elmore County Wedding Planners, Box 1219, Wobbly Box, Alabama. Remember, before you say I do, let that letter get through to Elmore County Wedding Planners.
Got the bride done.
6:27 with the timeline for the 21st of January. Here's your host, Reg Thomas.
There are 344 days left, and this year is toast.
Yeah, toast!
It's MLK Day, Martin Luther King, and his actual birthday was January 15th. He would have been 90, died at the age of 39 in Memphis. April 4th, 1968. Today is National Hugging Day. Did we hug this morning,
Haley? No, I love hugs.
Did we hug? Yes, we did, little girl.
I didn't even, you hugged too hard.
I didn't even know what day it was. It's rid the world of fad diets and gimmicks day.
Okay. Awfully lengthy and specific.
I know.
There's other things, too. I'm day. Celebrating one day. I know it's celebrated today.
And attention dogs everywhere. It's Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Let's give them something to...
Squirrel.
Admire, where is my squirrel?
On this date in 1793, not a good day for King Louis the 6th, Louis the 17th, Louis the 16th, Louis the 16th. Whatever.
Dang Roman numerals.
XVU1.
Just put numbers. Why letters? Letters ain't
I never know what Super Bowl it is either.
Executed by the guillotine. In Paris. 111 years ago, 1908, New York City lawmakers passed a law making it illegal for women to smoke in public. The mayor wisely vetoed it 2 weeks later because he realized that if women couldn't smoke in public, guys would have a harder time spotting girls who do. 1924.
I see what he did there.
1924. Vladimir Lenin, I don't know if he smoked or not, but he's dead at the age of 54 on this date.
60 years ago, 1959, Carl Schweitzer, who played Alfalfa on The Little Rascals, shot and killed by a former business partner during an argument over a $50 debt.
Oh.
31 years old. 53 years ago, in 1966, George Lennon marries his first wife, Patty Boyd. Paul McCartney was the best man. So the two met on the set of a movie, Hard Day's Night. She left him in the 70s for Eric Clapton. Listen to this. In the autobiography, Wonderful Tonight, Patty says that while she was married to George, Eric showed up at the home one night drunk. George handed him a guitar and took one up himself. They proceeded to engage in a two-hour guitar duel for Patty's honor, and Eric won.
Oh, man. Drugs.
Now you know the rest of the story. 1976, the Concorde takes off from London's Heathrow Airport and at Orly Airport in Paris at the same time. The first concourse with the first commercial passengers simultaneously take flight on this date in 76. 1977, Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft dodgers in his first official act as president. And now, our song of the day, which will probably and hopefully get your engine started on this Monday morning. One Hit Wonders from the UK, Dexys Midnight Runners. This was the height of the early MTV era. We turn the Wayback Machine. The year is 1982. Big club song here. Come on, Ali. You're on the timeline. 6:31. Dexys Midnight Runners. On the playlist?
I'm starting to think it should be.
Give me that chorus.
No, not yet.
Later. Later.
It's coming.
Kids, that's back in the day when there was a channel that played just music videos, like, back-to-back, around the clock. That's crazy. That's just like a channel with all weather. Can you imagine?
I don't see how you see that as a wedding song, though.
Reception. It's fun.
Oh, just
it's fun, and everybody can sing along.
Right.
Ah, yeah. After they've had a couple of...
mimosas.
Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys.
I thought maybe you were going to invite an Irish vagabond troupe to come dance.
I should.
35 years ago in 84, the great Jackie Wilson, who sang Higher and Higher and Lonely Teardrops, dead at the age of 49. 32 years ago today in 87, Aretha Franklin, first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who inducted Aretha? Keith Richards.
Oh, how about that?
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. Fun fact...
they couldn't find a roach.
Stevie Nicks is going to be the only woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once at Fleetwood Mac, and this year she's being inducted as a solo artist.
There are a bunch of people who are in there two or three times in various roles.
But not ladies.
29 years ago in 1990, John McEnroe threw his racket at the Australian Open, disqualified from the match immediately. First time a player was kicked out of that tournament in the event's 85-year history. 1998, Bill Clinton utters this line, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Turns out, he did.
Yeah, everybody heard that and went, you know, kind of...
9 years ago in 2010, Toyota recalls, their crisis hits an additional 2.3 million vehicles recalled because a little problem where the accelerator pedal would get stuck, you know, it could happen. The first recall impacted 4.2 million vehicles. That started 2 months earlier. Then the floor mat problem. Then this latest one. 6 years ago in 2013, President Obama inaugurated on this date, MLK Day. Birthdays, actress Gina Davis is 63, Thelma and Louise. Robbie Benson, remember the kid that was in Ode to Billy Joe? Not a kid anymore, he's 63. Billy Ocean, 69. Caribbean Queen.
Billy Ocean may or may not be on the reception playlist.
Get out of my dreams and
get into
my car. Damn it.
Ooh, I hope you play Caribbean Queen, as he calls it.
Or play some Mac Davis. He's 77 today.
Wow.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
I don't know that one. Believe
me when I say you don't need to.
No.
You'll find it on...
That was 72, wasn't it, that song?
I think you're in the right neighborhood. It's probably on The Possum, right? I don't think so. Placido Domingo is 78 today. Jack Nicklaus, 79 today. Probably one of the greatest golfers of all time. He's won 18 majors. Tiger has won 14. You remember the day when we thought,
Tiger would leave him in his dust.
That's right.
Until Mrs. Woods came out with her...
Ooh, some problems ensued.
7 wood over his 6 wood. He didn't keep it in the bag.
Telly Savalas would have had a birthday today. Died in 94. Who loves you, baby? The royal wedding is merely 5 days away. The tension builds.
Whoa!
37 days till a birthday and an anniversary on the same day. 56 days till the first day of spring. 64 days until the MLB first official It Counts game. Play ball. By the way, tomorrow we find out about the Hall of Fame inductions.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay, Edgar
Martinez,
Andy
and Mariano. Pettit. Those would be the three that get in.
What about Sammy Sosa?
Marina Rivera.
Sammy Sosa cheated. He sucks. He's the cork bat. And now he's white. Have you seen him?
No. Is he going through the Michael Jackson?
No. It's freaky how he looks now.
Really?
I don't know what's going on with that, but...
Hey, you know what? That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I know that youths like Emily may not remember magazines like the Saturday Evening Post.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Look what I got at Adams Drugs.
Oh.
Absolutely free.
Oh, I love those pictures.
With like the Norman Rockwell stuff.
Look,
I know something.
It's all Norman Rockwell, Bothwick.
And
you can get this free if you go to Adams Drugs.
Oh, wow. How exciting. It's so special.
I don't generally look for freebies. This happened to be there, and when I took it to the... Because I had to pick up some medicine on Saturday. When I took it to the counter, I said, how much is this? And they said, oh, no, that's complimentary.
Oh.
So, while supplies last, check it out. If you love Norman Rockwell and his view of America...
When I go to the bar Saturday, would they say that's complimentary?
You have to pay for a drink?
There'll be things passed out that are complimentary.
I see.
There'll be... little waiters with trays walking around with complimentary
But if I walk
beverages.
Actually physically up to, they'll say, hell no.
We're not too sure what Jimmy Buffett was up to. Oh, by the way, AdamsDrugs.net and Adams Drugs still looking to hire some good folks. Great company to work for with a long history here in the River Region. Wonderful people. If you're looking part-time, full-time, they are looking for you to stop by their Carmichael Road, Perry Hill location. To apply for a job. And of course, if your pharmacy folded or got folded in like an egg to another larger pharmacy, then Adams Drugs will restore that personal touch to you and your family's medical needs. Easy to transfer prescriptions and get your insurance transfer with them. That's AdamsDrugs.net for the location north.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I remember more than a week ago we were thinking the temperature at this moment could be 26 or 27, and the wind chill could be 19. Well, we have 27 degrees, wind chill factor 21. That forecast worked out well. Sunshine, chilly today, with a high temperature up to about 50. Clear skies, cold again tonight, overnight low temperature 31. Excuse me, tomorrow, the winds pick up out of the southeast, and that brings in somewhat warmer air. Mid to upper 50s tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain late Tuesday night. Rain likely Wednesday. Maybe some thunderstorms. High in the mid-60s. Then colder Thursday with temperatures only in the upper 40s for a high. Friday's high may only be about 43. Sunshine chilly. Good day for a wedding, though. High 48 to 50. And Sunday, well, let's just say things look interesting. You want to know more? That's all I'm going to say. Go to my weather video this morning. Did you post it?
I have it on my page, yes.
All right, and it's also on our weather app. By the way, thanks to all of you who said that you watched us from your safe place on our weather app, our live coverage on Saturday. We appreciate that very much. That warms my heart. Right now this morning, we have clear skies. Wind chill factor 21, temperature 27 now, 640.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
It's showtime.
We'll be hooking up with Rising here in just a second. And I have to come back to you with a question later. Remind me to come back to you.
Okay.
And if I remember the question, I'll ask it.
Is it tornado related or something else? Okay. So this is
something I don't understand from Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Meteorology.
This question today is, what does it take to make you rich? And I'm not talking about me rich. All right, Blue Eye, get ready.
Oh, Eric had a moment the other day. I about died. We're ready.
All right,
whenever they are.
By 4, 3, 2, 1. We're not ready yet.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Welcome back to Alabama News Rising. I've got a question. How much money do you need to make to be rich? Or rather, how much money do you need for people to think you're rich?
Well, according to a new survey, the majority of people say that if you make about $90,000 to $100,000 a year, you're rich. The survey also found that the majority of people believe that being poor means you make less than $30,000 a year, and 2% of people think you're poor even at $100,000 a year. We need to talk to those 2%, but we're gonna bring in new 3 men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
We don't make that radio money.
Hey. Oh, here we go. First shot across the bow.
Hey, I'm rich, but I'm not wealthy.
Your wealth is measured by a different dipstick. Yeah, it's not cash.
Oh.
But I'm trying to be meaningful here.
I don't know, but
this is a good man who's kind and generous and thoughtful and cares
this
about
is true.
Everything.
This
Why
is
owe
true.
You money almost to no, almost to a fault. So it depends on what wealth means to you.
But you went through that period of time when you were wealthy, right?
Yeah, I guess relatively speaking, I was because in the 80s, for about 6-7 years, I had the buying power of about $400,000 today. But you know. Another thing that...
Let's quickly get out of that topic.
He talks!
Yeah, I do.
It has a lot to do with where you live. Like, a dollar. I could never live it like where I came from, South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
With what I make here, the kind of house we enjoy and everything else, the cost of living here... I don't know that people appreciate just how far a dollar goes in the river region. It's so much cheaper.
That's the deal. Because if you lived in New York City or, let's say, San Francisco, it is...
It's not even that far. I was in Vestavia Hills for my nephew's second birthday party on Saturday and saw houses that looked like mine and fiance's. And I know how much those houses go for because they're in Vestavia Hills. And it's just...
So there's a lot to be said for...
Cost
of living here.
There's a lot of things that factor into it.
Right.
In addition to being stupid with your money, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Everybody,
nine Corvettes?
Rich, you got...
Go ahead. Only nine.
Rich, you got a question for you.
Yeah.
At what point in your life did you feel like you were like, okay, I'm rich?
No.
When he was born.
When my mom said, that's my name.
Yeah.
No.
But again, we measure your wealth by a different...
You know, and none of us, I don't think, are rich. As a matter of fact, people who think if you're in broadcasting, you're wealthy. That's not the way that works.
Totally not true.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I really think, in my case, given my whole history, I make enough. I think this is God's way of saying, I'll keep you, you know, you have everything you need. But last time I gave you too much, you abused it.
Oh,
so
I got you.
I think that's...
No. So he's keeping you humble here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just happy
but
to
I'd be asking for that second chance.
Yeah.
Second?
I'd like
How about third, fourth, fifth?
I bet Ryan's up to 100K
now.
Oh,
a week, a month.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of
TV people, you know.
Speaking of Ryan,
still a pauper over
here. HR says we don't discuss this.
Ryan's taking all our money. So.
I was gonna say Ryan.
Paycheck to paycheck, like everyone.
Yeah.
Ryan and Rich, and Shane as well. Fantastic job on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all the coverage and everything else, you guys
it
did
was
a
mess.
Amazing
I was
job.
Glued to the TV. It was an amazing job by everybody.
Well, thank you very much.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we are getting that cue. Let them go.
We're
going to have
it.
To talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have
we
you
are.
See you later.
Okay. That was an interesting little chat.
It was different.
I always like to get off at least one significant line, and I think I did it.
The dipstick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long were you on Saturday? And how long were they on? Do you know?
Oh, okay. So we were on at various times. Remember, there were other warnings, but that the Wetumpka warning 2:44, and then continuous from.
Yeah, but you were here.
Out at 10 a.m.
Okay, when did they start going?
They were there at 10 a.m. too, but we didn't have warnings to interrupt until early afternoon. But we were all in place at 10 a.m.
Okay.
All right. We have a Star Is Born to celebrate today, and we're also going to celebrate that little rodent that for some reason nobody looks at as a rodent.
What?
No, it's squirrels. They're rodents, but we don't look at them that way because they're cute, as opposed to rats, which look like rodents. We have a whole list of celebrities who turned 50 in 2019. Some of the names might surprise you. And you won't believe who's going to be in the Lego Movie 2. All of that coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's a Monday holiday, so we have very little traffic to worry about this morning. It looks great all the way around town. No school zones today, and there's no traffic to speak of on the boulevard, on the interstates, or on the 31s. You've got smooth sailing, a speed limit ride anywhere you're headed this morning. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. We can be lights that drive away darkness. Every Christmas Eve, our church holds a candlelight service in which each person participating is given an unlit candle and ushered into a darkened room. Then during the service, a flame is passed from person to person until every candle is lit and the darkness is driven away. We meet in a dark room to remind ourselves of what Jesus said in John 12. I've come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in darkness. We pass the flame to remind ourselves that we're each responsible for letting the light of Christ shine out through us in a world filled with darkness, hatred, and sin. This is what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about when he said, "Darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate. Only love can do that." As we celebrate Dr. King's legacy this week, may we never forget that we can be lights that drive away darkness and hatred. That's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Ready, don't you want so?
the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The best thing.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folklorelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look who's turning 50 in 2019.
Jennifer Aniston,
Jay-Z,
Gwen Stefani,
Matthew McConaughey,
Jennifer Lopez,
Sean Combs,
Catherine Zeta-Jones,
Paul Rudd,
Kate Blanchett,
Jack Black,
and Hayes,
Tyler Perry,
Jason Bateman,
Dave Grohl,
and more.
So 50 is the new 40, only not really. It's the same old 50. More sagging, more weight, more gray, more something, but who the hell can remember? So have a happy 50th, famous people. This message brought to you by Juvederm and AARP.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:51, not before 7 o'clock, on News Talk 93.1 FM. Well, you know who's playing in the Super Bowl, but one of the moments that's getting almost as much attention as drop passes and bad calls by refs.
It ain't so.
Jimmy Buffett doing a mic drop after the national anthem.
And the home of the brave.
I wonder what that was all about. Making a statement?
I don't know.
I don't care for him.
I see the thing right above it. Tom Brady dropped an F-bomb on TV.
Let's hear that.
What's it mean, after all of that, to head back to the Super Bowl?
I first want to say hi to my wife. I love you so much. I'm coming home. Mom, Dad at home, my sisters, all my family. Thanks for your love and support. And all our fans back home. Way to go, man. What a year. What was your question?
Just what it means to go back to Super Bowl after...
Unbelievable, bro. This is crazy. What a game.
For those of you who missed what he said it's believable.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought he was a nice guy.
I had the, Tom Brady, Jimmy, but what are we learning here this morning? We have people that
I've never really been a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett.
Neither have I.
No, fins up, man. I mean, my dad loves him.
That's I'm going to be gone one day.
I know.
In April.
It's on the board downstairs where I keep track of the sad times. I mean, when Rich is on vacation.
Anyway, I saw him when he was just starting out and he was at the University of Southern Mississippi playing.
Yeah.
Well, just acoustic. And so I've followed his career.
Unfortunately, the radio stations I worked at, just about the one and only song we ever heard.
Is the one that I never play.
Margaritaville. Yeah. Okay, we heard it 5,000 times. How was it? Have a Twinkie. Get over it.
Have a Twinkie.
That's sponge cake.
He kids about his greatest, his only hit.
Yeah. Glass was the number one movie over the weekend, but it fell far short of expectations.
I tried to read your review, and then I realized that I had never seen an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so I just stopped.
Never seen a single one of his films?
Probably not.
Wow.
I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Sixth Sense was a huge to-do.
I saw that. That was pretty
good. Never seen that, but I know the punchline, or the...
We're
going to
go see They Shall Not Grow Old today. Another one-day showing, right? Another one-day showing?
Just today. That's it.
What time are you guys going to the movies?
I think it's 1 p.m.
Who's going to come? Are you taking an early lunch?
I'm taking a... Yeah, but I'm coming back to finish my work.
Why?
Because there'll be things I'll have to do.
Put in the weather. So.
Upside was number two, Japanese anime.
Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball was number three.
Yep.
What
10 million.
That's not even wide release. That's released like this movie that we're seeing today is released.
Is that an animated movie?
It is, yes.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, massive fan
following.
Did I pronounce
that correctly? Is it anime or anime?
Anime.
You did it fine. Anime. It's fine.
I didn't look it up. I didn't have time. So if I sound stupid once in a while, it's because I was...
You don't sound stupid at all.
Thanks.
Nah, you good.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be in the Lego Movie 2.
Oh, that's cute.
She's not voicing a character. She just approved of them using her likeness.
Oh, cute.
When the filmmakers reached out to her, she reportedly said, "Of course I'd love to be a Lego figure. That would be cool."
See, yes, that would be cool. I think we all agree that that would be cool.
I dumped it. Are you happy?
No.
Why? There was no need for that.
There totally was. Good job. She's going to make me miss something that makes me feel like I'm 9 years old.
Now, supposedly, I'm so sick of hearing about Jennifer Aniston and who she may or may not be whatever. But it's about time we heard about Brad Pitt, don't you think?
Oh.
And guess who?
Oh, no.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose mic is...
Mine's
bumping, but it's because he's got the less restless leg.
He got the restless leg?
I have a case of...
Stop.
I have a case of...
What are you nervous about?
Jackhammer knee.
The people.
Jackhammer knee. What?
I know it. I'm very familiar with it.
The people at Richter scale headquarters need to know about this. As they watch the needle going.
Yep.
Leslie Jones does not like
that the
new Ghostbusters movie will ignore the last one.
This annoyed me.
Well, let me tell you something, Leslie. Everybody ignored the last one. Why would the producers of the next one?
Good point. Yeah.
She had some horrible words to say about that.
Well, she's a you-know-what.
And that really
starts
upset
with
me.
A B.
In a bad mood?
Baby. She's
baby.
A big freaking baby. I didn't get my way.
Is that what the baby
I was at
the
movie
for?
And nobody liked it. God, get over yourself, woman. And Netflix is bringing back Unsolved Mysteries.
Hallelujah.
I saw that.
It won't be reruns with the old Robert Stack. That was one of the few shows in the last 20 years that was appointment TV for me.
Did you love him, though? How stone-faced
Robert
he
Stack was perfect.
Wasn't she great?
About 30 years ago, Greg.
Yeah. It was.
No, in the 90s. That's 25
years ago.
Not 30. Quit exaggerating.
It was on in the 80s, though, too.
I'm saying I'm 33, and I turned 34 in March, and I watched it as a kid. That and Quantum Leap.
Those were 80s and 90s. Those were Quantum Leap ended in 1990 or 91.
Just saying.
So. But
Unsolved Mysteries scared the poo out of me as a kid. Where's the theme song? Because that's the
I had it.
The theme song
seems to have been recorded over.
No, we've got to get that because there's a part in the theme song where it goes from the to the. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not. Do it again.
It's from where it's like, it's that part where it just changes like it. I'm not a musician, but it goes like into a minor key or something where it gets even more creepy.
It's in our folder on the P drive of TV themes. Remember that big folder I played pulled out with TV themes?
By the
themes
time
on?
I open that and scroll down to you for Unsolved Mysteries, Rich will be doing the weather after 7 o'clock. So.
True.
But there'll be other times to talk about it. But
can we play it in the next hour? Because I really need to hear. You know, I'll just look it up on the YouTubes during the break.
That's true. YouTube would have it.
Dennis Farina wasn't bad when he had the show for a year or
no,
so.
No.
But he's also currently dead, so he can't be
is
involved.
Is he dead?
In this point. Yeah.
Yeah. He passed
he
away.
Died rather young, too.
Because he was on Law & Order, the original one there for a little
I
while.
Know
I'm hoping that Netflix gets the rights to the back episodes.
Didn't he?
Yeah, that